Yosef and he said, "Vi Adoni, please my master, Yidavrna Abduchadavr Baznei Adoni, may your Eved, your servant, speak in the ears of my master. Do not be angry with your Eved, Kichamoicha Kifare, because you are just like Pari." Spavus the Tame Hanagina on Vahigashe Lodihuda Vayomer Biadini is Kadma Vazla Ravi Zarka Munach Segoil. So the Vilna Gaon says it fits in very well. Husik later on says that the reason why Yehuda stepped forward more than the other brothers is because Hagami wasn't the oldest, he wasn't the Bechor. So why did he step forward? Because he gave away his Gan Eden for this. He told Yaakov Avinu, "If I'm not going to bring back Binyamin, I'll be chaytif for you all the days, including in Gan Eden." He gave away his chaylik in Olam Haba. So Zaktav on the Goyim, Kadma va'azla Revi. The fourth brother, that's Yehuda, he was the one that stepped forward. Kadma va'azla. He steps forward to stick up for Binyamin. Why him? Because Zarka, in the word Zayrik, he threw away Munach Segel, the Menucha of the Anshei Zgula in Ganei. Mele, he was the one that stepped forward more than anybody else. That's the way the Vilna Gaon says the Tame Hanagina fits in very well with what we're saying. We find that there was a special kesher between Yehuda and Binyamin, more so than with the other brothers, which is very interesting because Yehuda was the son of Leah, and Binyamin was the son of Rachel, and yet there was a special kesher between Yehuda and Binyamin. One would think it should be between Yosef and Binyamin. And you find that there was a special kesher between Yehuda and Binyamin. Where do you find that? First of all, you find that when the Aseres HaShvatim split away from Klal Yisrael, so you had the 10 Shvatim on one side, and you had Yehuda and Binyamin on the other side. The goals of the Aseres HaShvatim, Yehuda and Binyamin, they remain together. In Eretz Yisrael Gufa, the Chaluk of Yehuda and the Chaluk of Binyamin were both managed side by side. They were next to each other, bordering by the Makam of the Beis HaMikdash. So there's a special kesher between Yehuda and Binyamin, more so than you find by the other Shvatim. Why is this such a special kesher? So the Sefer Nefloys Miteres Hashem says, Gufa, because of this. When someone is Moshe Nefesh for somebody else, Me'ad Kedei Kach, he's willing to give away his Olam Haba, that builds up a special kesher, a special bond that's impossible to tear afterwards. So this kesher for Yehuda being willing to give up his Olam Haba for the sake of bringing back Binyamin, that caused the kesher for Nitzchius for Klal Yisrael, that throughout the Golus, the two Shvatim that remain, that are not the Aseres HaShvatim, are the Shvatim of Yehuda and Binyamin, besides Shevet Levi, but Yehuda and Kehanim. But the two Shvatim that are left over, that are Bekesher with each other, that is Yehuda and Binyamin, that bond, that Kesher Nitzchi was built over here when Yehuda stuck up for Binyamin. V'lo yachol Yosef lishapik, l'chol anitzavim alav. And Yosef could not contain himself before all those that stood by him, Vayikra, and he called out, Hoitziu Kalish Me'oloi. V'loi Omad Yishnitoi, no man was there, but his father Yosef El Achiv. When Yosef, he revealed himself to his brothers, Vayitain his Kalei Bivchi, and he let out a voice with a cry, Vayishma Umitzrayim, Vayishma Beisparei. Vayomer Yosef el Echov, Ani Yosef, I am Yosef. Ha'oiro b'chai, is my father still alive? V'lo yachlu Echov lana yisaysoi, and his brothers cannot answer him, ki nivalu mipano, because they trembled before him. This is one of the most emotional moments in Kol HaTorah Kula. There's a few questions that have to be asked over here. Number one, Ani Yosef, ha'oid avichai, I am Yosef, is my father still alive? Yosef didn't know that his father was still alive. I mean, that was the whole shakel of Atariah, that was the whole conversation between Yehuda, the Shvatim, supposed to Yosef. How can we go back to our father? Ki eich ele el ovi. How can I go back to my father? Bahanari nenu itanu, and the young man is not with us. We can't do that. You know, Yaakov Avinu will see this and he'll die. You know, we hear Yosef asks, "Ani Yosef Ha'Edom Yichai, is my father still alive?" What kind of a question was that? In addition to that, there's a Medrash. The Medrash says on this pasuk, "Omar Abba Kohen Bardula." Abba Kohen Bardula said, "Oylanu Miyayim Hadin." Woe is to us for the day of judgment. Oy lonu miyayim hatechache. Woe is to us for the day when we're going to get techache. Lachemev asked from Shon. Madach Yosef, who was the youngest of the brothers, one of the youngest of the brothers, next to the youngest, and he was outnumbered by the brothers. And it says they couldn't stand before him. Ki nivalu miponav. They were shaken up by him. Lachas kamo v'kamo lachemev asked from Shon. Person will be standing in front of the Beis Mishal Ma'il and he's going to have to give an answer to that Teichachir. How are we going to do it? Oylonu miyayim hadin, oylonu miyayim hateichachir. So the Beis Halevi asks a question, what's the connection between the oylonu miyayim hadin and oylonu miyayim hateichachir to Yosef? There was no Teichach over here. Where did he see Teichach over here that he said, oylonu miyayim hadin, oylonu miyayim hateichachir? What was the connection over here? Furthermore, one has to understand, what is the difference between din and teichach? It's mashmash two different things. Din is one thing, and teichach is another thing. What is din, and what is teichach? So this is a classic Beis Halevi. He says a very different thing. Din is when they come to a person and they teveya him, why didn't you do such and such? When the fellow comes up with some lame excuse and he says, I couldn't do such and such because of so and so. Oh, how could you say that? With that excuse, that doesn't hold water. You see that over there, you didn't apply that excuse. L'mashal, a person is a Baal Yechayilus of giving tzedakah. Or even if he's not such a Baal Yechayilus, but something he's capable of. And they'll ask him, why didn't you give tzedakah? So he says, I never had money, I had to pay this, I had to pay the bills for that, I had to pay for this, I had to pay for that. So yeah, is that the truth? You didn't have money to give for tzedakah? But look at what you spent on such and such. That was of no consequence. It was narishkeiten. For that, you did have money to spend. But for tzedakah, you didn't have money to spend. The original tfiyah, that's din. Why didn't you give tzedakah? But then when the fellow comes with a taina, he says, there comes the teichach, that's the knockout punch. You know, that, sorry, but your excuse doesn't hold water. Tony of Elio brings down that Elio Anovi once met a fisherman. And he asked him, how come you don't learn Torah? He said, Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't give me the brains to learn Torah. I don't have the kishrin to learn Torah. She said, tell me, what's your parnosa? How do you do what you do? She says, I plant flax, and then when the flax grows, I harvest it, and I process it, and I make it into string, and then I make thicker string, and then I make netting, and I put it into the water, and I catch the fish. Oh, and then he told him, oh, for that you do have chachma. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you the brains to be able to be Isaac with that, but for Tyree you don't have chachma. The initial tefiyah, that is din. Afterwards comes the teichacha to show that your excuse is not an excuse. So that's the pshat over here. Abba Kain Barda learned pshat. When Yosef said, Ani Yosef, ha'oidav yichai, he wasn't asking, is my father still alive, because he wanted to know. L'chetchil, he says, give me binyan. Binyamin al-Pidin is mechuyif to be an Eved. That was the din, that was the tefiyah. Came along Yehud and said, how could we do that? Ki eich el elavi. He was giving the excuse. How can I go back to my father, v'anarinenu itanu? And Yaakov Avinu will see that the denar is not there for mace. See, he says, oh, all of a sudden you're worried about Yaakov Avinu dying? Don't tell me, Bob and I says, I'm Yosef. I'm the one that you sold 22 years ago. Is it possible my father's still alive from the tzar that you gave him then? Then you weren't worried about the Misa. Now all of a sudden you're worried about the Misa. They said he couldn't answer him. There was nothing to answer. There was their teichach, that the excuse that they said, you know, didn't hold water. So that's the way Abba Kohen Bardua learned shot over here in the confrontation. Yosef wasn't stam asking, is my father still alive? Yosef meant it al teichach. And that he said, oy lonu miyayim hadin, oy lonu miyayim hateichach. Woe to us for that day of judgment. Woe to us for that day of teichach. That's a very, very scary pshat from the Beis HaLevi. But there are words of encouragement in the words of the Beis HaLevi. Because the Beis HaLevi says the Medrash adds something over here. Law said, if this is the way it was, the older brothers in front of Yosef, Law said, Lava Vachamev Esrim, HaKadosh Baruch is going to be standing, a person is going to be standing in front of the Kisei HaKavi, in front of the Beis Mishalmaila, and they're going to be done him Basher Hu. Kifi Mashahu's up the Medrash. They're going to judge the person Kifi Mashahu. Lefi what he is. What does it mean, Lefi what he is? So the Beis HaLevi says there are two connotations over here. Number one, Kifi Mashahu, every person has his own kaychas. Nobody is judged according to the kaychas of someone else. It's a double partial that a person of lesser means is not expected to give tzedakah like a person of greater means. It's a double parsha that a person that's not the biggest Baal Kishrin is not expected to learn on the same level as a person that's a bigger Baal Kishrin. It's a double parsha that a person that's Torah with Parnassi, he's Torah with raising his children, he doesn't have that much free time, he won't be judged on the same Madrega as someone that does have free time. But he's going to be judged Lefi Kefi Matzehu, Lefi what his Matzev is, within his framework. Within his makeup, he's going to be judged. That's number one. So a person shouldn't think that he's judged mamish al pimidus adin beyond his control. Either kisa kipi mashahu is, according to what the Beis HaLevi said, he's judged according to his actions. Let's say a fellow is Torah and he doesn't have much time, but the time that he does have, he spends on Narishkeiten. So they're going to say, yeah, "Well, for that, he did have time. For Narishkeiten, he did have time. And for Torah, you don't have time." Same thing with Tzedakah. Kafi Mashahu, you're tapped and judged according to your means, but you're also judged according to your actions. And if a fellow utilizes his money for stupidities and for tzedakah, for good things, he doesn't have the money, so then he's going to be judged kifi mashahu, sai according to his matzav in general, and sai according to his actions, as Zayzach the Beis HaLevi. Vayipal al tzavori binyamin, and Yosef fell on the shoulders of Binyamin, vayevk, and he cried. Binyamin boch al tzavori, and Binyamin cried on his shoulders. So, Pashtus one thinks, if for so many years the two brothers from the same mother, from Rachel Imenu, they saw each other for the first time, mamash, what an emotional moment, and they were crying over each other's shoulders. That's what one would think. But the problem is, first of all, the Medrash tells us that this is not when Yosef was mizvadet to Binyamin. The Medrash says that he took Binyamin on the side when he spoke with him privately, and that is when he told Binyamin who he was. So this wasn't really the first meeting between Yosef and Binyamin when they cried over each other's shoulders. So what was the big emotion over here? Rashi tells us a totally different thing. Rashi says that they cried on the two Batei Mikdash. They cried on the two Batei Mikdash that will be in the Chelek of Binyamin, and at the end they'll become Charev. And Binyamin cried over the Mishkan that will be Charev in Yosef's Chelek. Also with the Kasha, now's the time to cry over the Beis HaMikdash. You know, Bosef is, you know, they're crying over the Beis HaMikdash right now. If anything, you would think they'd cry over each other because it's an emotional moment, but that can't be. So Bosef is all of a sudden, they saw that the Beis HaMikdash that they cried over, and even if you'll tell me that for some reason it was Nizgal to them with Ruach HaKadosh, that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. Hikufi, you have to understand, what connection does this time have with Churban Beis HaMikdash? So the Svasema says a Meiri de Kipshat. Svasema says that beforehand it says in the Pasuk, V'lo yochel Yosef lehisapek. Yosef could not control himself. L'chala nitzav him alav. He wasn't able to. Mashma, that Be'etzim he really wanted to control himself. Be'etzim he didn't really want to cry right now in front of his brothers, but he couldn't hold himself back anymore, and in many ways he was Meiri right now. Why Taka didn't Yosef want to be Maida right now? Why Taka, if he could have controlled himself, he wouldn't have been Maida right now? What's the shot? Rashi Taka Bavarns the Kasher, and Rashi says Lisapik doesn't mean to hold himself back. Lisapik means he couldn't be Seivul that there'd be people here that would watch how his brothers are embarrassed. But the Svasemis Taitis Pasha Vila Yachl Yosef Hisapik, he couldn't hold himself back. If he could have, he would have held himself back, and he would have carried on this charade for a much longer time. And if he would have done that, a great tikkun would have come out of it. What's the pshat? Vila Yachl Yosef Hisapik, the whole tachlis of this act that Yosef was putting on was to make the brothers very uncomfortable, and that throughout the whole ordeal they'll be made, oh, we did a terrible avla, we sold our brother Yosef, they do tshuva shalema, and that would be oiker any sinas chinah from the hearts of Klal Yisrael, and then there'd be total akhbas in Klal Yisrael, and then it would be possible to be misakin everything. There would be no need for any future galus. Mitzrayim, yes, because that was Mehemet Chevron, that was in the Brisbane Absurdum told to Avraham Avinu, but after that, any shayrish of hatred would have been nevda. And then everything would have been good. The problem was with Yochel Yosef Lehisapi. Yosef wasn't able to contain himself. Yosef could not hold back, and he had to be made it. And the charade was cut short, and Memele, there wasn't the Tikkun Gomer. Memele, there was still a period, there was still a lack of Achdus, and that's why there was a need for future Golias. That is why Yosef and Binyamin cried at this very moment, because hey Yosef, it couldn't be carried out. And the Medrash tells us that Yosef told Binyamin in advance what he was trying to do. And because it couldn't be carried out to its fullest, so now Yosef saw Al Karcha, the Tikkun Gomer is not going to come after Yitzias Mitzrayim, and there's going to be a need for future Korbanis. When the Sfasema said over this pshat, he said, oi, 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 well, he said it by Shalosh Shudas, I think it was the year 1880. Oi, 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 Vila Yochel Yosef Lisapek, oi, vei, he couldn't hold himself back. Had he yet been able to hold himself back, then the Tikkun Gomer would have come, and then there wouldn't have been need for a future Golus. The Mayamis, his son, that day, when he heard this pshat, he said, oi, the Tatat Han Gesucht Abundelich Pshat, the Tatat Han Gesucht Abundelich Pshat, Taka Mary the Kemari the Kipshat. Vayagidu Loilemer, and they told Yaakov, saying, oi, Yosef Chai, Yosef is still alive. Vichihu Moisho Becholeres Mitzrayim. Vayafik Liba, it's like his heart clammed up. He like Hamil Lahem, he didn't believe them. They told him everything that Yosef said in the stomach. He gave over many simonim. He saw the agolos, he saw the wagons. Simon Moser Lehem. Yosef gave them over a zimin. What were they Yosekin when they stopped? When he left them? The parashas Egla Arufa. So that's why it says in the pasuk, "Vayare saw agolos asher sholach Yosef." He saw the wagons that Yosef sent. Yosef didn't send the wagons. Pari's the one that sent the wagons. So the agolos is referring to Egla Arufa, the message that Yosef sent, that they learned Egla Arufa. Then Vatechi Ruach Yaakov Avihem. So the Vilna Gaon explains, what's the pshat? Yosef Mustafa gave over simonim of conversations that he had with Yaakov. They told him over all the words of Yosef. So why is it that Yaakov Avinu did not believe them until he told them over the parsha of Egla Arufa? Zokta Vilna Gaon, and there's a Maisa Shahoyah with the Zokta Vilna Gaon, that secrets that Yosef had with Yaakov, that's not a raya brura, that this is Yosef. It's possible he might have confided to someone, a stranger, what he said to Yaakov, and that stranger picked up on it. You know, there's always a thing called WikiLeaks, you know. There's always secrets that a person gives over, and it's not so secret. So that is always possible that somebody else, a liar, a shakran, he heard Yosef's secrets, and then he would send it to Yaakov to make it sound like it's him. But a liar, a shakrin, will not be aimed on Debrei Torah. That's not something he's going to be baidik. Someone that's an ish MS will be baidik in Torah. He'll give over secrets of Torah. But someone that's into sheker, someone that's not an honest person, he's not going to check up for secrets of Torah to give that and send it back to Yaakov Avinu. It's a Maisa Shahayu with the guy in Vilna. There was a fellow that got married, and he left his wife after a while for parnosa purposes, and he didn't return for 15 years. After 15 years, the fellow comes back to town, and he was much older than he was before. goes to the family, he says, I'm the long lost husband. I'm here and I want to, you know, meet my wife. They didn't recognize him so well. They figured 15 years later, he left without a beard. Now he has a beard. And he gave over all the simon, and remember this, and remember this, and remember this. I remember talking to her like that. Wow. The family was all impressed. Then he came to meet his wife, and she's talking to him. And she felt very uncomfortable. And Hakam, he had all the simon, and he gave her over many secrets that he had spoken with her privately. And she felt very, she wasn't impressed. Something was missing over here. And they went to the Vilna Gaon, and they asked him the shaila. So the Gaon said, ask him where he sat together with his shver the first Shabbos that he came into shul, you know, by the Shabbos of the Sheva Brachas, he was here. Where did he sit together with his shver? Ask him the seat where they sat in the Beis Medrash. So they asked him, Taka, where did he sit? And I should have remembered. That's something, you know, you don't forget. He couldn't say, he didn't remember a thing about that. And Lamaisa, they found he was a shakrin, and he ended up being made. And a short while later, the real husband came, and Taka, so was the other fellow. So they asked the Vilna Gaon, he asked that Nakuda. So he said that a shakrin and someone that's a Tomadiki Yid, a Tomadiki person, he's not going to ask about Inyonim that Naval Dvarim Shabbi Kedusha. He'll ask about this secret and about that secret and about how much money was given and how much this, but where they sat in the Beis HaMedrash, that's a Dvar Shabbi Kedusha. That's not something that the fellow would be even on. The other thing is he found it, how it turned out. He met the real husband, and they were schmoozing, and he confided in him, and this guy tried tricking this lady to come and end up living with her, right? But inquiring on a Dvar Shabbi Kedusha, that the fellow would never do. And that's the same thing over here. Yaakov Avinu wasn't dissuaded by all the other simanim. But the minute he heard Edwa Rufa, he heard the Rei Torah, oh, this is Taki Yosef, and on that it says, Vatachi Ruach Yaakov Avinu. There's a Moridike Meshech Chochma in this week's parasha. Yisoid Godel from the Meshech Chochma. It says, by Yomer Elokim El Yisrael B'maras HaLayla. Right before Yaakov Avinu went to Mitzrayim, Hashem said to Yisrael, B'maras HaLayla. Vayomer, Yaakov, Yaakov, Vayomer Hinei. So the Meshech Chochma points out that twice we find by Yaakov Avinu, Hashem appeared to him in a dream in the middle of the night. Number one, v'hinei suva mutzav oritza, v'roishay magia hashamayim. That was the middle of Yaakov's sleep. V'yikatz Yaakov nishnasay, Yaakov woke up from his sleep. V'yayimur acheyesh Hashem b'mokam hazeh, v'anoichi lo yodati. That's number one. And the second time is over here, v'yayimur elokim el Yisrael b'maris halayla. You don't find that by the other others. You don't find by Avraham Avinu that he had a dream in the middle of the night. You do find the Brizmei Amsar, Hashem put him to sleep, and it looked like darkness, but you don't find Avraham going to sleep and having a Mara in the middle of the night, and by Yitzchak Yizikha don't find that. What's so special that by Yaakov Avinu, he had two dreams in the middle of the night, Maris of Hashem. Zokta Meshach Chochme, because Yaakov Avinu was the only one that went into Golos for an extended time. And Golos means Laila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Yaakov b'maris HaLaila. He came to him in a vision of the night. Vayomer, Yaakov, Yaakov. Yaakov, Yaakov is a lashon of chavivus, that even in the darkness of the night, I'm not going to forsake you, I'm still going to appear to you, the Shekhinah is still going to be with you. And still there be that Yaakov, Yaakov, that lashon of chavivus. And that is why it happened to Yaakov Bedafka, because Yaakov went into Golos twice, once when he ran away from Esav and he went to Lavan, and this second time now where he went to Mitzrayim until the end of his life. And this is why we say, Yaakov Hashem B'yayin Tzara, Yisagevcha Shem Elokei Yaakov. Hashem should answer you B'yayin Tzara, Yisagevcha Shem Elokei Yaakov. Because it was Yaakov Avinu that went into the darkness, and Hashem promised Yaakov, I will be with you even in your time of darkness. So when Klal Yisrael is in a time of Tzara in the Golos, they remember the Shem Elokei Yaakov. Zokta Meshech Chochma, something that we already mentioned in one of the earlier parashiyos. This is why Yaakov Avinu was the one that was Misakin Ma'ariv. Avraham Avinu was Misakin Shachris, Yitzchak Avinu Milcha, Yaakov Avinu Meirah. In the Seder Advarim, Meirah should be the first tefillah of the day, because Meirah is the night before, the Yom is Hailach Achar HaLaila. So Avraham Avinu should have been Misakin Meirah, and Yitzchak Shachris, and Yaakov Milcha. But the Teretz is, because Yaakov represents Golus. Yaakov represents the Kayach of the Shekhinah being with Klal Yisrael in the darkness of the night. So what is our connection in the darkness of the night? That is Meirah. That is the tefillah that Yaakov Avinu was Messiah. Satmar Rebbe says, I mentioned this I think last year, that why is it that Meirah, which is the tefillah of Yaakov Avinu, the Mufchash of Avos, that's what would be the most chumridik tefillah. And we find it's just the opposite. Meirah is a Rishus. Meirah is a Rishus. If it's the tefillah of Yaakov Avinu, the Mufchash of Avos, it should be the most chumridik tefillah. Why is it a Rishus? And second of all, why is it that we find that in later generations, Klal Yisrael's makabel with b'tayrus achayva? So after Satmar Rebbe, the Yaakov Avinu lechitchila was hoping there wouldn't have to be a golus. So when he was masakin Meirah, he was masakin the derech rishus. It shouldn't be b'tayrus achayv. In later years, when the golus became a reality and it became a davar kavua, so then Klal Yisrael had to be makabel it upon themselves like a chayv. Then the Meshech Chachma adds one more nekuda. He says, what's the avodah at night in the Beis HaMikdash? The burning of the fats, the evorim and the pedorim, the burning of the evorim and the fats of the korbanos. When is that a kosher avodah? And when is that kadosh? That's only if the shechita, the kabbalah, the halach, and the zrika was done by day. So this is a continuation of what was done already beforehand. It's the same thing with the Shechinah together with Klal Yisrael. You find by Nevuah that a Navi cannot see Nevuah in Chutz La'aretz for the first time. The Navi Yecheskel said Nevuah in Chutz La'aretz, it's only because he saw Nevuah back in Eretz Yisrael, so it was Nimshach in Chutz La'aretz. Daima to the Korbanos, you started them by day, it's Nimshach at night also. It's the same thing with the Shechinah with Klal Yisrael. If Klal Yisrael looks at itself as a continuation of a long Messiah of generations past, so then we could say the Shechinah was already Nizgala to us in Eretz Yisrael in past generations, so now it's Nizgala to us no matter how many thousands of years later in the Golas. Oh, but by Medvarim Amurim, if we consider ourselves a link in that long chain of Messiah, we follow in the same derech as our fathers and Imais. We follow with them and hug him. We keep the Ruach Yisrael Saba. We keep that surah of Klal Yisrael. But if a nation goes off the derech and a nation doesn't keep to that Messiah, then they're a brand new nation. To a brand new nation, the Shechinah is not Mizgala and Golas. That's already, if we're a Hemshech of before, once it was Nizgala to us then in Eretz Yisrael, it's Nizgala to us later on. And this Be'emes was one of the Nyanim in Chanukah. By Chanukah, the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash stopped because of the Misyavnim. The Misyavnim wanted to start a whole new brand of a Jew, and there was a sakana that the Shechinah would not continue with them. The Milo was, there was still a little bit of a trickle of Chashmai Noam left that continued the Mesaira, the Ma'atim, the Tahirim, that continued the Mesaira. And even though the Ne'amah Rabbi became Bartol, but the Nais and the Menaira came back once again to show that the Shechinah had never left Klal Yisrael. That's this Meshech Chochma over here, that as long as we continue the Mesaira, the Ma'ariv of Hanukkah was, there was still a little trickle that continued the Messiah, and the Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us that nice, that the Shechinah is still with us. Good Shabbos, everybody.